El Salvador is in the grip of the worst violence in a decade. Gangs are changing the way they operate and are using children to kill.
En mi lugar, lo que hago es ir a postear.
Her job is to find out who their rivals are.
A mí me toca ir a pegar, va.
His job is to go and kill them. Children as young as 12 are both killers and victims in this war.
There's a man behind us here who's crying and he's saying he was just a little boy.
We arrived on a typical night in El Salvador's capital, San Salvador.
We're with the police emergency response unit, and they've just had a call to say there's been a shooting in the center of the city. We're on our way there now.
The call came just minutes after the police began their shift. We headed to an area known to be a gang stronghold. At the scene, we found a man lying by the side of the road covered in blood. His two friends lifted him into the back of the vehicle.
The officers say they think he was shot in the face. You can see he's really bleeding a lot. He's in the back of the police car. We're taking him to the hospital, and his friend is cradling him now. And I can see him, and he looks like he's lulling in and out of consciousness.
The officers told us that the emergency services are so overwhelmed with casualties that police cars often have to double up as ambulances.
We've just got to the hospital. There's a hole just by his neck here. His friends are now putting him on the trolley, and he's still conscious.
Hospitals across the country are now receiving dozens of gunshot victims a week.
As we were getting out of the police car, the victim's friends asked us to stop filming. I had a word with them off camera and he said it's too dangerous for us to be on camera. Our friend was shot by gang members. They mistook him for another gang member.
There are over 10,000 warring gang members in El Salvador, and dealing with them has become the police's main job. Another call came over the radio. A man had been shot and two men had been seen driving away in a red Jeep.
Listening to the radio, it's just relentless. They keep getting calls through of gunshots, gang members found with illegal weapons. It's a constant stream.
Suddenly, one of the police officers spotted the suspects. They were pulled out of the car.
Policemen just stopped these two guys at the traffic lights here. They say that they're responsible for a murder. And you can see that this guy has got a gang tattoo on his back. He belongs to the MS gang.
There are two main rival gangs in the country, MS-13 and the 18th Street gang. They were started by El Salvadoran immigrants in the United States, but have now spread throughout their homeland.
They're just getting some more information through from other officers, and they've said that the victim is an 18th Street gang member. That's a rival gang to these men, and he was shot dead.
Officer Lobo Mata said gang rivalry has led to an increase in the murder rate.
He wants us to go to the murder scene now.
There are now 12 murders a day in El Salvador, one of the highest rates in the world. Most of those killed are young men, but we've been told that more and more women and children are becoming victims.
Right, we've just got to the crime scene. You can see it's already been cordoned off.
The police said this neighborhood is controlled by the 18th Street gang. Their enemies, MS-13, operate only a few roads away.
The police say that the victim was a gang member. He looks really quite young, and you can see that he was shot dead while he was cycling. And right by the body are his friends and family, and you can see them crying behind me.
We found out the victim's street name was El Niño, the kid.
There's a man behind us here who's crying and he's saying he was just a little boy. I was just chatting to a neighbour who's standing here and he said, it's incredible what's happening here. More and more young people are getting killed. This is what happens. They join a gang and they get shot dead.
The gangs compete for territory where they run extortion rackets and sell drugs. The police told us that El Niño ran errands for the 18th Street gang and they suspected he'd been killed for boasting about his connections. Officer Lobo told us about the worrying new trend among the gangs.
He says that gang members are becoming younger and younger. Gangs are recruiting children as young as 10 and 11 years old, and that's because they want more gang members out on the streets.
A police crackdown has put 7,000 gangsters in prison. But despite this, the murder rate has not been reduced. The gangs have simply found new ways to operate. Unable to control the spiralling violence, the government has deployed 4,000 soldiers onto the streets.
We're in the centre of the city, and we're in an area until very recently that was gang-controlled. The army have just moved in, and they have told us we can go out on patrol with them. Gracias.
Troops now work alongside the police in 20 districts across the country. For the first time since the end of El Salvador's civil war 18 years ago, the army's been given special powers to stop and search people and set up roadblocks.
We're driving through the streets of this neighborhood and you can see soldiers all around us and they're really heavily armed.
We arrive in an area called Iberia, which used to be one of the most dangerous parts of the city. The army has set up checkpoints here, and 30 soldiers are stationed day and night in this one small neighborhood. We joined one of the men in charge of the operation, Colonel Quintanilla Moreira. I asked him what has happened to the gangsters since the army's moved in. The colonel told me that while many gang members had been arrested and sent to prison, they still had a grip on the area.
Some also fled the area and have moved to other parts of the country. He says there are still some gang members operating here. Colonel, why is it so hard to fight the gangs? El problema
es que son jóvenes. He said children are being recruited by the gangs.
The problem is that gang members are young and the law is lenient, too lenient, on young people.
Despite the army presence, the mood was tense.
We've been trying to talk to locals here, but nobody's prepared to talk to us on camera because they say there are still gang members operating here. And if they're seen talking to us, one woman said, I'll be shot dead.
We were told that some families had been forced to flee their homes to protect their children from the gangs.
This is gang graffiti, and it says, look, listen, and keep your mouth shut. Underneath, there are skulls, and that's sending out a very clear message to people who live here.
With reports of children being targeted, we wanted to talk to young people about life in gang-controlled neighbourhoods.
There are hundreds of boys who have been forced into hiding across the city simply because they didn't want to join the gangs. We've managed to track down a group who are willing to talk to us.
They arranged to meet us in a back alley near to a charity safe house where they'd been given refuge.
How old are boys when gangs start putting pressure on you to join?
12, 14 años, porque nos agarran desde pequeños para escolearlos bien.
He says that gangs start pressurizing boys as young as 12 and even younger so they can indoctrinate them to be big-time gangsters. What happened to you when you told the gangs you didn't want to join?
¿Cómo se llama? Yo le dije que no me iba a unir. Entonces, me rodearon tres y me golpearon.
The boy said he'd been beaten so badly his arm was broken.
And then they started slipping notes under his door every day, telling him if you don't join, you're going to be killed.
His friend said that he and his mother had even been shot at by the gangs while they were out shopping.
that was the turning point. He was absolutely terrorized and living in fear that night that he'd be killed, and then that's when he escaped.
Quizás le cortan parte del cuerpo y lo van a perder.
Al ratito pasó un carro.
All the boys said they couldn't bear to think about what would happen if the gangs found them.
They've each told me they've had so many friends who've been killed by the gangs. And this guy here with the white t-shirt has said that they shoot you and sometimes they mutilate you, they chop up your bodies. And this guy was with two of his friends when they were shot in a drive-by shooting by gangs.
We wanted to talk to the gangsters to find out why they were recruiting children.
About 6 months ago, a European journalist was shot dead after filming with gangs here. And since then, they've really closed ranks and gangs won't talk to outsiders. But we've finally managed to find a gang leader prepared to talk to us. We're waiting for him now in a car park.
Buenas.
Dreamer is 29 years old and has worked his way up the ranks of the 18th Street gang since joining at 15. He's been in prison for drug trafficking and murder. Dreamer said that children as young as 12 are playing an active role in the gangs and are even committing murder. Young gang members are crazy, he said, and don't care if they're caught or end up in prison.
For them, it's simply a competition to prove to each other how tough they are, how ruthless they are. It becomes a competition to see how many they can kill.
The government has just passed laws doubling jail sentences for juveniles who commit violent crime. But this doesn't cover children under the age of 16. The government's offensive might have had no impact on the murder rate, but it's driven the gangs further underground.
We've been trying to talk to young gang members for the past week, but we haven't got anywhere till finally a gang contact has told us that there may be some young gang members willing to talk to us in the north of the city, and that's where we're going now.
We were entering gang-controlled territory. We'd been given strict instructions not to film any members' faces and to keep our time to a minimum. 8 bodies were recently found dumped in this area. The 18th Street gang were believed to be responsible.
We've just been given the go-ahead to get out of the car, and I can see 3 young boys standing by a tree.
Hola.
Hola.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto.
Me llamo Ramita.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Vámonos.
Members of the 18 gang met us. They are a tightly controlled hierarchy, and only leaders can grant permission to talk. We were told to follow the boys into the local leader's house. He was just 17 years old. He showed us his gang tattoo. He then summoned 2 of the group's foot soldiers, Small, who was 14 years old, and Dol, who was 16.
What are your jobs? What are your roles within the gang?
They told us that she gathers information on rivals and he kills them.
How old were you when you killed your first rival?
Small said that he'd first killed when he was 12.
It was the day he joined the gang. He says he wasn't scared. He shot his rival. His rival fell down and he shot him in his head. And he said his head was a complete mess because I sprayed it with bullets.
A member produced one of the guns they use. With the army and police on the streets, they only carry weapons when they're on a mission to kill.
You can see that he knows how to use it. He just cocked it. And he looks so young. He looks like a little boy.
Dol's loyalty was unwavering.
She says if she was told to kill by an older gang member, of course she would do it. And it's them or us. We have to defend ourselves against the rivals.
Small told us that neither of them have tattoos, so if they're caught by the police, they can't be identified as gang members.
Nada.
Are you scared that one day you may be killed?
Nah. Todos modos, para eso.
He said that the gang is what he lives for and what he'll die for.
They're not scared of the police, they're not scared of killing, they're not scared of getting killed. And they're laughing, talking about killing people, and this is what makes them so dangerous. They're totally fearless.
Our time was up. As we were leaving, the children told us that many of their parents are working in America. But the recession there has hit El Salvadoran families who rely on money being sent back. As a result, more children are turning to the gangs as a source of income. We arranged to spend another night with the emergency response team. Officer Lobo and his partner, Officer Gata Donate, each have children of their own.
Gata, are you worried that your children may join a gang?
Officer Gata has a young daughter and son.
She says if she's not worrying about her kids joining gangs, she's worrying that her kids will get targeted by them for having a mother who's a cop.
Emergency, 70% of the murders in the capital occur in Zone 11, an area in the center of the city controlled by the gangs.
These bodies were just discovered 5 minutes ago. You can see it's two women. They've had their hands and legs tied. They think that they were killed somewhere else and the bodies were dumped here. They're trying to find out more. They don't know any more at this point. Deputy Inspector, hola. What's happened here?
De hecho, ellas han sido asesinadas, asfixiadas, primero atadas de sus extremidades, tanto superiores como inferiores, en la parte posterior de sus cuerpos.
He says that this is a sign these women were tortured before they were killed. They were tied up and then they were strangled to death.
In the last 10 years, murders of women have doubled. We were told the bodies would be taken to the city's morgue. We went there to find out more. Coroner Alfredo Romero has worked here for 16 years. Since then, his team has doubled to deal with the rise in murders. He told us nobody had come to claim the latest victims. He pointed out the ages of the dead.
Femenino, 16 años.
Sí. 16. The coroner showed me the logbook. And it's amazing how young the victims are. Just on this page, I can see a few 15-year-olds, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old. It's just pages of teenagers. He's also pointing out that lots of the victims here are women.
He told me that most murdered girls are raped before they're killed.
Con abuso sexual previo y luego esa serie de marcas de heridas superficiales.
Coroner says that killings are getting more brutal, and he's showing me some photographs of some of the female victims, and they've been horrifically tortured. There's one woman, and she's got MS, the name of one of the main gangs here, carved on her head. It's one woman that's got the number 13, that's the same gang, the number of the same gang, carved in Roman letters across her chest.
If bodies are not claimed after 15 days, they'll be buried in a mass grave. There are simply too many corpses for the morgue to keep them all.
Gracias.
Every week, over 30 people arrive here in search of missing loved ones. But many are too late.
We've just met a man who's been looking for his daughter. He got a call to say that an unidentified body was found in the age range of his daughter. His daughter was just 14 years old. He's just had a look at the pictures. He recognizes her clothes.
Because his daughter had been involved with the gangs, he asked for his face not to be shown.
He says when his daughter disappeared, he was too scared to go to the police because of what the gangs can do, and if they find out, he's afraid they might try and kill his son. In most cases, people are too terrified to file police reports. They don't do anything.
His daughter went missing over a year ago. He said it seemed she'd been strangled to death when she resisted gang members raping her. But he would have to wait for DNA tests to confirm the girl he'd been shown in the photos was his daughter. The man had been helped by a local prosecutor. His job is to assist relatives in finding their missing dead. The prosecutor told us he'd traced the mother of another victim and would arrange for us to meet her. We met Gertrudis Cortez at the cemetery where she'd been told her daughter is buried. A warden was helping her find the grave. This was the first time she'd been here. Her daughter had been so badly beaten, she could only be identified by her dental records. Gertrudis' search had taken a year.
Gertrudis is just showing me photos of her daughter Raquel, and her bag is full of photos. She says she carries them with her wherever she goes, so her daughter's always with her.
Gertrudis still doesn't know exactly how Raquel was killed. She was too distraught to take it in when the prosecutor explained it to her.
She saw photos of her daughter's dead body at the morgue, and she saw how her daughter had been tortured, how her body was contorted.
Puede hacer uno nada, porque tal con aquel miedo que le puedan hacer algo.
Her daughter had been hanging around with the gangs. Gertrudis said she would not be asking the police to investigate.
She says when there's a gang killing in the neighborhood, nobody says a word. Nobody goes to the police. Everybody's too scared. And that's why she's not seeking justice for her daughter, because they may come after her or her family and kill them.
There are hundreds of mass graves across the country where thousands of unidentified bodies are buried. Finally, what Gertrudis had been waiting for. The warden found Raquel's grave.
It's unmarked. It's just this plot of land. There are seven other bodies in here. And she can't afford to give her a proper burial. She can't afford a grave of her own. And she's just saying, I pray you go to heaven because of all you've suffered.
The new levels of brutality involving young women and children indicate the gangs know no limits when it comes to maintaining their control. Lack of evidence and terrified witnesses means that nearly all their killings remain unsolved. Even up against the military, gangsters know they can kill with impunity. To find out more about this or any other issues on Unreported World, visit our website at channel4.com/unreportedworld.